Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Once again on this broadcast, we pray that you will touch and bless, that you will send your word and send your anointing, have your way in the service, take full control, speak to our hearts and minds, help us to hear what thus saith the Lord, help us to take thy word in and live by it day by day, help us to hide thy word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Oh, my God, we look to you today. Our trust is in you. There is no other help or hope that we trust in but you. You are a very present help in trouble, and we are dependent on you as never before. And we pray that you will stretch forth your mighty hand, that you will touch every soul on this broadcast. We pray that you will grant everything to your will. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Wash away sin. and blot out of transgression. Look on the saints of God everywhere. We pray that you will touch and bless them. Give them strength that they may be able to hold out, that they may be able to endure until the end. Help us to hold fast to sound words. Don't let our feet stray, but help us, O Lord, to go in the way that you lead us. Direct our path. Help us to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you may direct our path. We need you to lead us and guide us and show us the way that you would have us to go. We are seeking to please you as never before, not our will. Let our will perish today. We are seeking to do the will of Christ. Help us today, O Lord. Look on your people everywhere, those who are going through tests and trials, those who are burdened down and disencouraged. We pray that you touch their hearts right now. Encourage them. Give them strength where they're weak and build them up where they're torn down. Oh, my God, comfort your people in the name of Jesus. To the weak, heal them that are sick, all those that are suffering and in pain that are going through tests and trials. We pray that you touch them. Give them strength to be able to hold out, to go through, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray that you will save those that don't know you. Save them, oh, Lord. Help them to give their lives to you. Help them to seek your face, yes, and Lord, call upon your name. Make a way out of no way. Open up a door. Open up a door and a place where they can go and worship you and call on the name of the Lord. Help today, O Lord. Be merciful, O Lord. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Continue to bless your people. And we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for how you made the way that the saints of God could come together and worship you. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for the mercy that you bestowed upon us.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for how you spared our lives and given us another chance to praise and lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, for making a way for us. We thank you, O Lord, because you are an on-time God. You're never too late. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you for increasing our faith. We thank you, O Lord. We continue to trust in you and look to you and take you at your word, knowing that you cannot fail. There is no failure, you, Lord. Oh, my God, we pray, Lord, that you continue to touch, bless, save, heal, and forgive. And we ask that you look on those who are bereaved of their loved ones, who have lost their loved ones. Touch them right now, oh, Lord. Touch their hearts, that they will give their lives to you, that they will change the way that they're living and live for you. In the name of Jesus, lift the heavy burden, strengthen the weak, heal the sick, and deliver them that are bound. Fill with the Holy Ghost, and we will give thy name the praise, the glory, and the honor belong unto you. And we know you're able, Jesus. Oh, my God, and those who requested a special prayer, we pray that you touch them right now. Look on my dad, oh, Lord. Touch his body. You know what's going on.
Okay.
Heal and deliver him, Lord. Save him, Jesus. Fill him with the Holy Ghost before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, I know you can do it. I believe you. I trust you. And I take you at your word. I thank you today for this prayer. Thank you for every listener. Continue to bless us, and we shall be blessed. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And today we are actually in service. So the service is now in process. And we invite you, just join in and give praise and glory and honor to the Lord along with us as we present ourselves before him, and we go forth in the praises today, because God is worthy of all praises. So enjoy the service of the Lord at this time. Praise God.
There is joy in the house of the Lord. There is joy in the house of the Lord.
Show, and we're so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. Pastor Hameed is the Watts Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. It's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scriptures taken from the 33rd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 33rd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as in heat. He layeth up the depths in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him." Thank God for reading of his words, the 33rd number Psalm, the first throughout the 8th verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameed Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 319-527-6763. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. If anyone would like to listen to any previous broadcast, you can log on to the broadcast website and click on the on-demand broadcast. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. The prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you'd like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling kind of bold, you want to have a remarks after the word, or you have a song you'd like to sing, an encouraging word you'd like to share, a testimony you want to give, definitely give us a call at 978-990-5270. That access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Mabel Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays, also on every second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m. Evangelist Martha Call Beth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 34691. And Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hope teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls, that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Evangelist Martha Calbreath and the Breeze Calbreath family, Mr. Howard Smith, the Breeze Thompson Edmond family, Mother Barbara Austin, the Breeze family, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Missionary Desi Johnson and the Breeze Johnson family, Andre Webster, Alfonso Moore, David Hameen, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, all of the Breeze families, and the Capoletti family. Amen. And those are all of the announcements that I have this time. So we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Humby. God bless you, Evangelist Humby.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the opening prayer. We thank the Lord for the script being read and also for the announcements. We just thank the Lord for this great opportunity. This is a little different for us. We are actually in service. Praise the Lord. And we also are on the broadcast live. So we are here to worship the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord. And we've been having a great time already. And if you would just join in with us, we're going to just go ahead on and have praise service and give God the praise that is due to his name. Hallelujah. Because we know that there is power in praise. Amen. God is worthy of all praises. And we ought to take the time out to praise the Lord. We ought to take the time out to be thankful for all that the Lord has done. Amen. We ought to take the time out and let God know how much we are grateful for what he has done, for what he continues to do, and for what he's about to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are so blessed today. It did not have to be so, but we are here by the grace of God. And we invite you right now to just help us lift Jesus a little bit higher, because the Lord needs to be praised. Hallelujah. We should give God more praise. Can you join in with us and just say hallelujah? Can you say hallelujah? Can you say hallelujah. Glory to God? Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I feel better right now. Somebody sing a song saying, I got to praise. I got to praise. And I got to get it out. Hallelujah. I don't know how
praise
you
it.
Feel, but that's how I feel right now. I feel like getting this praise out and giving God glory because it's been so good to me. He brought me out. He looked down on me, a wretch and a sinner undone, and I have to praise him. Hallelujah.
Praise.
I've got to praise. I said I got to praise on the inside, and I've got to get it out. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. He's worthy of every hand clap. He's worthy of every hallelujah. He's worthy of every praise. He's worthy of every footstep. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I tell you, God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have the grandchildren here, and they just want to give God praise. Come on, Judea. Let's say thank the Lord for being here. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessing us to be here.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a praise. Glory to God.
Glory.
Amen. The children are here praising the Lord. Amen. Zion. Come on and tell the Lord thank you. Say, thank you, Lord, for being here. Say it loud. Thank the Lord for being here. Praise God. Let's praise the Lord. Amen. And we have David. David, go ahead and say, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord for Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord for Jesus. Let's give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank the Lord for blessing us just to be in this service. Amen. Praise God. We are just so grateful that you took the time to be with us in praise today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I tell you right now, I feel like we ought to sing a song unto the Lord. So if you would join in with us, we're going to give God a song of praise. Amen. Praise God.
In the praises of God, go in the in the praises of God, going up.
When the praises of God,
going up. In the blessings, come down. In the blessings, come down. In the praises of God,
thank you.
down.
God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I thank God. Thank God for bringing you all to be able to be back in the center to worship and praise God. I tell you, it sounds so good. It sounds good. I thank the Lord for that. Thank God for how he has blessed you. And I encourage you to continue to go forth in the Lord and let the Lord have his way, even the children, to continue to praise God, clap your hands, sing unto the Lord, and testify of the Lord, because God is good. And I just thank the Lord for this broadcast today. I want to encourage every listener that's on the line to continue to tune in to the broadcast and see what God has for you. Hear the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And at this time, Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hameen is about to come forth with the word of God. So we want you to listen in attentively and turn your heart and mind toward the Lord so you can hear what the Lord has for you. God bless you, Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist May and for those words of encouragement. And it is indeed a blessing to be able to come into the service and to worship the Lord. We had not been here at the center for a while, but this is where we were holding service here at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. So we want you to know that we are back. And if you are in the neighborhood, you're welcome to stop in on the first and the third Sundays of the month right now. That may change, and we will let you know. We will give you updates as we go. Amen. So we thank you for your prayers, and we thank the Lord for opening up the door and for making the way. And at this time, we're getting ready to go to the Word of God. So if you want to read along in the scriptures, you may get your Bibles ready, and before we get into the scriptures, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you as humble as we know how, Lord, asking you to speak to our hearts. Oh, my God, send forth your word and let your word minister unto us, Lord. Let your word bless us, oh, God, and heal us in the name of Jesus. Whoever has a need today, Lord God, let them find solace in your word, oh God. And Lord, bless abundantly according to the need. We bless your name. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us turn our attention to the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Praise the Lord. And I have a few verses here to read And I'd like to start with verse 21 and 22 and skip down to verse 28 through 31. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse 21. And the Bible reads, "Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretches not, that stretches out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them not as a tent to dwell in." Praise the Lord. Let's go down to verse 28. "Has thou not known, has thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with winged eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And I ask you to pray along with me for just a few moments. Praise God. And today, the topic of this message is God is in control. Glory be to God. God is in control. Praise the Lord. The prophet Isaiah began to write concerning the Lord and ask some questions in verse 21 particularly. "Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Have it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth." This in itself lets us know that God controls everything. Glory to God. There's nothing that God is not in control of. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. When God speaks, whatever God says, that's what it's going to be. No matter what we say, no matter what we think, but only what God says. So, glory be to God. Maybe somebody might have something written and the ink is dry, but God can rewrite the story. God has the power to do everything because he's the one that's in control. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you praying with me? Glory be to God. He is the creator of the ends of the earth. He's the one who spoke in the beginning and said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Oh, glory to God. He's the God who breathed breath into man, and man became a living soul. Oh, hallelujah. Why don't we wait on the Lord and see the salvation of the Lord? For he is the one who sits on the circle of the earth. He's the one who's above heaven and earth. He's the one that gives power to the faint. Oh, glory be to God. He's the one that'll lift you up if you're down. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank him for his great power. I thank the Lord
for his goodness and his mercy. I thank the Lord for his loving compassion, because he looked down on a wretch like me. One day when I was lost in sin, it was Jesus who came my way. He stopped by and he had mercy on me. He picked me up and turned me around. It was Jesus, hallelujah, that saved me. He brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Glory be to God. Now I'm a witness. If we wait on the Lord, we will renew our strength. If we wait patiently, surely the Lord will strengthen us. The Lord will pick us up. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. When I consider the wings of an eagle, there is great strength in those wings. The eagle can look down and see its prey, and from a long ways up, swoop down and pick them up. Even a goat, as heavy as a goat is, an eagle will come down and pick that goat up, lift it up off the ground, fly up very high in the sky, take it to a place just to have a meal. Oh, glory to God. But we'll mount up with wings as eagles, because we're living in the daytime right now where our strength is wearing down. The things that we're dealing with, the troubles that we see, we need the Lord to strengthen us. We need our wings to mount up as eagles. Hallelujah. We can carry out the work of the Lord. So the burden don't seem heavy. It's the Lord who's in control. Oh, glory be to God. And we can carry that burden with the help of the Lord. We can carry that burden with the strength of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. All we have to do is wait on the Lord. We'll run and not be weary. We'll walk and not faint. So many have fallen out by the way. So many have fainted along the way. When the trouble came, fell out of the race. When the problems arose, they did not turn to the Lord, but threw up their hands and walked away. But we don't have to do that. If we just wait patiently on the Lord, if we just wait on God, he will surely see us through. The Lord will hold our hand. The Lord will pick us up and carry us. It is the Lord who is in control. Praise be to God. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for his mercy and his grace. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do anything for us. But because he loves us and because he cares for us, oh, hallelujah, he will be there to give us what we need and to encourage us. Amen. To lift our burden. Praise the Lord. And again, we are tested and we are tried down here. We go through many things. The Bible lets us know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Praise God. So there's nothing that we can ever face that God can't get us out of. I thank God for his mercy. Praise the Lord. At this time, there may be someone who does not know the Lord and desire to be a child of God. Maybe today you have made up your mind that you're going to serve the Lord for the rest of your life. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Maybe this day you have decided to follow Jesus, to walk away from the world, to turn your back on the world, to turn away from your sinful ways. This is your opportunity right now to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Hallelujah. Maybe you've been struggling and you need the Lord to deliver you. Glory to God. Today, if you only have faith, God will deliver. Hallelujah, because God is in control. Hallelujah. Whatever is going on in your life right now, whatever problem you have, you can give it over to the Lord, and he will take care of the situation. He will work in your favor. Hallelujah. Praise God. And let's believe God together, and let's go to the Lord. Anyone sick in your body, designed to be healed. God is a healer, and he can heal you today. There's no sickness, no disease, no virus, no whatever it is, terminal illness, hallelujah, that God cannot heal. God can, and he will make you whole. Let's believe God together, and let us go to God in prayer. Most Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you right now, humbling our hearts before you. Lord, we ask for mercy. We ask for forgiveness. Look down upon us right now, Lord. Oh, my God, we are coming to you because you are in control, Lord. If you just speak the word today, it shall be done according to your will in the name of Jesus. Lord, please, while we're praying this prayer, let sins be forgiven. Somebody's designed to be saved. Save their soul, Lord. Somebody's in trouble, Lord. Designed to be delivered. Lord, send deliverance. Deliver them out of all their troubles. Jesus, we call on you, Lord. But we need you to stop by here. Come on in the room, Lord, and make your holy visitation. Bless us today with the blessing we stand in need of. Lord, somebody's carrying a heavy burden. Lift that burden, Lord. Jesus, somebody's on the verge of giving up, Lord. Come to their rescue. Come to speak about them, Lord. Please, Jesus, let them know there's hope as long as you are alive. And you are always alive forevermore, my God. Let them know there is hope. Lord, bless the Savior. Move in the midst, Lord. Somebody's sick in their body with a terminal illness. Somebody's sick today with a terrible affliction, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Stretch out your healing hand and lay your hand. Touch their body, Lord. Make them whole, my God. Rebuke that sickness. Rebuke the illness. Rebuke it, Lord Jesus. Oh, bless the Savior. Make them whole in the name of Jesus. Be merciful, Lord. If they committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven. Right now, Lord, while we're praying, look on them, oh God, if their faith is a little weak, strengthen their faith so they can believe for their healing, so they can believe for salvation, so they can believe for deliverance. Work it out, Lord. Fix it right now. Go into the home and make everything right. We know you're able. Let your presence in our houses, in the name of Jesus. Go out on the street corner. Look on those. Be out there, Lord. Come out, my God. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Let's save them, Lord. Deliver them, God. Pick them up, Lord. Make something beautiful out of their lives. change their heart, change their mind. Give them a mind to serve you all the days of their life. We know you're able. Look on the youth, my God, the young people. Have mercy, O God. Save the youth. Preserve their lives. Don't let the enemy destroy them, O God. Don't let the enemy waste their lives. Have mercy on them and protect them in the name of Jesus. We know you're able. Keep on those on the prayer list, one by one, Lord, name by name. Touch, Lord Jesus. Heal, my God. Give comfort, salvation, whatever the need is. Bless them today in a special way, my God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Take control right now, Lord, of our lives. Lord, we submit ourselves unto you, Lord. We submit to your will, my God, not our will, but let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Look on the leaders around the world. Oh, my God. Rebuke corruption. Put it in their hearts to do what's right. We call you an able, my God. Be merciful, Lord. And let righteousness prevail, even in the White House, oh, God, in every government. Oh, Lord, let righteousness prevail. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord God, and we're taking you at your word. Oh, my God, we count it as done, and we thank you today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Oh, we thank you. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for this prayer, oh, God, and for your touch. We thank you for the moving of your spirit and for the outpouring of your spirit, oh, God. Yes, Lord. That you accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Truly, we thank the Lord. Thank God for prayer. We thank God for the word of God. Amen. We just thank the Lord because God is a mighty, mighty God. And God is truly in control. Praise God. At this time, we're going to give way for Mark from Evangelist May and also Evangelist Khadija. She care to have remarks. Praise God. And at this time, God bless you. Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank the Lord for that anointed message and for the anointed prayer to show I mean. I could feel that anointing as she was going forth, preaching the word of God and praying. I thank God because God is in control. Glory to God. Sometimes we think we got it all together and we think we got it in control. But no, God's got it all in control. He holds the power of the world in his hands. Glory to God. I thank God for that beautiful message.
Yes.
No need to rush and running into something that we shouldn't be into, but let God take control.
Amen.
Let him have his way. Let's wait on the Lord.
Yes.
And let him work it out. Sometimes we don't get what we feel like we should get when we pray, but let's wait on the Lord. The Bible
yes.
said they that wait upon the Lord shall be their strength. Praise God. I thank God for that powerful word and the message that came through Pastor Hameen on this afternoon. I
yes.
tell you, my heart is encouraged. I'm so happy. I'm glad that the Lord blessed you
to be able to get back into the center so that you could praise God and worship him as we need to. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, he gets the praise. He gets the glory name, and we got to give it to him.
Yes,
glory to God.
Amen.
It sounds so good. And
glory
free.
To God.
Thank God for that. And I pray that you all will continue and continue to let the Lord have his way and do his will. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen and letting us know that God is in control. And that's like what Evangelist Nathaniel Bell began to say. Sometimes we think we're in control. We think we're the ones that are orchestrating our lives. But we have a God who doesn't sleep, who doesn't slumber. Some folks haven't heard. They haven't known that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither he's not weary. There is no searching of his understanding. All these wonderful things that he does, giving power to the faint and to him that hath no might, he increases our strength. And I thank God for that. You know, sometimes they don't know. They don't know what kind of God we serve. They can't see him, so they don't think he exists. But anytime anybody comes to me with that kind of argument, I say, well, can you see oxygen? Well, no, I can't see it, but you inhale by faith because you believe that it's there. You believe your lungs will expand. Just because we can't see him doesn't mean he doesn't exist. And just because you don't believe doesn't mean he doesn't exist. But he exists, and he doesn't faint, and he's not weary. But I feel good being in here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we serve a real God. We serve a faithful God, a God who keeps his promises. We don't have to worry. We don't have to think. We don't have to be weary in our well-doing because he will keep the promises that he made unto us. Amen. I feel good. Like I said, I'm glad to be in the service of the Lord one more time in the building where I can lift my voice and praise God without having to worry about the consequences later. I have neighbors.
Yes.
And if I start talking, sometimes if I start talking on the phone, they start banging the floor and doing different things like that, and they'll wait until they think I'm asleep, and they start banging the floor and things. But I don't have to worry about that in here. I can play the piano as loud as I want to. I can play skillfully with a loud noise. I can lift up my voice like a trumpet. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. And it feels all right. It feels good to do that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Feel a little loose now, Bill.
Amen. I thank God. I thank God for the broadcast. I tell you, I'm grateful. You know, I was grateful for, you know, I'm thankful for everything that God did, but glad to be in the service of the Lord one more time in the building. I want to say to Vanessa, I mean, keep on preaching the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. That man just stirred up over there. Feels good to just shout out the praises of the Lord. I truly enjoyed the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist May and also through Evangelist Khadija, both all stirred up. The word of God will get you stirred up. You can't help it. Hallelujah. Oh, and you know, we're in here inside this wide open building. What? Glory be to God. Feel like running around here a few times. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. It just feels so good to give God praise. Amen. Here we are, giving God the glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So we thank you for your prayers and for your continued support. We just thank God for all things that have been said and done. And I have enjoyed the service of the Lord. Praise God. I tell you, I've had a great time here in the Lord, and I'm looking forward to even greater times in the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And something the Lord laid on my heart, I'm going to ask you to just keep me in prayer, because I believe this is something that God wants done here in the city of Baltimore. Praise the Lord.
Right.
So if you would pray along with me. For God to just show me what to do and when to go about it. But it came to me, and Lord knows this is huge, to have a
City Revival. Hallelujah.
All right.
Baltimore City Revival. Glory be to God.
All right.
So we'll see which way the Lord takes this. But that's what the Lord brought to my mind, to have a city revival. Praise God.
All right.
We're asking for your prayers and for your support. And as we go before the Lord for guidance and for direction on how to get started, what to do. So please keep us in your prayers. Amen.
Certainly.
Praise God. So and who knows what the Lord is about to do?
You just
have to obey the voice of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So anything else before we close out? If not, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. Praise the Lord. We invite you to join in with to tune in to our next broadcast on Friday at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. And until then, keep your mind on the Lord and just wait on him. Wait on the Lord, and you'll get the strength you need. You'll get everything you need just waiting on the Lord, because he is the one who is in control. So may the Lord bless you. May heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.